Cheater on the Rood with Lee Papa and Jeff Kreisler, Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on the Progressive Radio Network.
Welcome to Cheater in the Rood. This is Lee Papa, the blogger who writes The Rood Pundit. And joining me, as always, is...
Jeff Kreisler, author of Get Rich Cheating, all-around swell guy, and grand admirer of Lee Papa, who last night burst his national television cherry on the Ed Schultz Show on MSNBC, breaking it down for us about all the things birther-ish.
Yeah, it was quite a thing.
Yeah, well, they pimped your book, which I'll do right now, The Rood Pundit's Almanac.
Yes, The Rood Pundit's Almanac, and I'm going to pimp another event.
Yeah.
I'm going to be live in New York City at the Half King Bar on Monday, May 2nd at 7 p.m.
That's next Monday, May 2nd, 7 p.m., Half King. He's going to be reading from his new book. He'll be talking about his new book. He'll be giving away, you give him money,
yes,
he'll give you books.
And I will sign those books.
And for those of you ladies or gentlemen out there looking for sort of a swarthy Jew who's just started the sweaty season in New York, I will probably also be there too, lurking in the background.
Yes, yes, you are swarthy and you are sweaty.
Speaking of swarthy, sweaty Jews, you started to tell me when we were heading over here, but didn't finish the story about your ride into the show last night. MSNBC does not pay millions to appear.
No,
they give you car service.
They sent a car to my place of residence, this black SUV, so it seemed
what very, does race have to do with
very
it?
Cloak and dagger. And I got in, and the driver was this older, bald, mustached guy, and he was listening to the radio. And it was obvious he was listening to talk radio, and I thought, well, I'm sure he's listening to conservative talk radio, because...
There isn't anything else.
No, except us.
That's right. Progressive Radio Network, changing the way people drive with their internet.
Yes. So, and I told him he could go ahead and listen, but he said, no, he wasn't going to. And so he asked me, what I was going to do. And I told him that I was going to be on the MSNBC, and he asked what I was going to talk about. And I said I was going to talk about all of the Obama birth certificate nonsense. And then he started talking about how, it's a fake. You know that what he put out was a fake.
You want me to try this accent? Is this close to him?
That is very close.
You know it's a fake. It's not real what he put out there.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Like that?
Wow, that was, I felt like I was back in the SUV.
That is my heritage. SUVs started in the father.
So anyway, he just started going on. Obama lies all the time. He lies about everything. That he's a terrible person, and he said every word out of Obama's mouth is a lie. And I asked him for one example, and of course he couldn't come up with one. He just said just everything he says is a lie.
I'm going to close Guantanamo. That wasn't his issue.
No, that really wasn't his issues. It was things that that we might think are not lies.
I'm American.
Yes. So he promised Israel all kinds of things that he's not followed through on. Well, he wasn't Russian. I apologize for that, but he was. But we'll get to that.
He'll be a guest next week. We'll bring him in.
Yes. So and he said, why does he keep it secret? Why does he not release his marks in school? He just went on about, that he's a concealed Muslim, that he had good relations with the head of Fatah.
Okay, quick question. A concealed Muslim, aren't you allowed to carry those on campuses now in Arizona?
And churches and in bars.
Oh, nice.
Yes, and how he got a letter of recommendation to Harvard from somebody from Saudi Arabia, and how could he spend 20 years in a church subjecting his wife and kids to obscenities? And, it was I thought I was being pranked.
Okay, by the way, that line deserves its own show. How can you subject your kids to a church and subject them to obscenities? Because isn't that really what religion's about? But
we'll
do that another show.
Yeah, it was Reverend Wright.
I know,
who said,
Reverend Wright,
goddamn
but...
America. Oh, obscenities! Oh, my God! How dare somebody in church say goddamn something?
Mm.
So, but, you know, I thought I was being pranked. I thought I was being pranked by MSNBC. Like, you know, we're just going to totally set this guy up and make him drive around with this birther Tea Party person. And so he said Obama gets all his power from immigrants, that he...
We're all immigrants.
Illegal immigrants. Illegal immigrants vote. Illegal immigrants get all the medical care. Apparently, illegal immigrants have it better than anybody else in this country.
The illegal immigrant lobby is very... very powerful.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't actually have a lobby. But no, they sleep in the lobbies.
And I also love that Obama uses Chicago-style politics, which to me, that's just code for Democrats aren't acting like pussies for a little while. But then it's Chicago-style politics. And then, you know, he said Obama's a Muslim and, you know, I don't believe anything about him, he said. And then, okay, but then it got really fucked up.
Mm.
So the guy told me that he was Israeli. He was Israeli by birth and a naturalized American. And he said he had been in the military in Israel in his late teens, like everyone is. And he said that he had been in special forces in the Gaza Strip under the leadership of Ariel Sharon, who was a ruthless son of a bitch. He was 61 years old, so that meant that he was there in 1968, which is pretty much the prime time for war, Israel's war with Egypt in the Gaza Strip. And he told me that he had killed 6 men. And he said that if he held his gun on someone and they put their hands up, that person lived, because they're very honorable, the Israelis, in their treatment of the Palestinians. And then but he said that more often than not, they would just try to attack. And so he shot and killed 6 men. And he asked me if I had ever shot anyone. And I said, no, I've never shot anyone. Not for lack of opportunity, I just have never actually gone through with it. So he said that there was this sweet smell. He said, you know that sweet smell when gunpowder burns flesh, and he said that every time that he killed somebody, he threw up after because of the smell of burnt flesh, and that he still has nightmares and he has post-traumatic stress disorder. So he said he could never support a man who does not absolutely support Israel. And I said, well, of course, I said, from your experience, you would believe that. And he just exploded. He's, experience? It's not experience, he said. A man is a good man or a bad man, he said, talking about Obama. And I said, no. You went through something. Of course experience matters. I'm a professor, so I have an understanding about higher education issues that others don't. So, but then he just, you know, blew me off. And not in a good way. And MSNBC only provides so much for the drivers to do. And then we started talking about Sarah Palin.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, Sarah Palin. You know what? Liberals are afraid of Sarah Palin.
We are, because Sarah Palin has the same chemical response as the smell of gunpowder and burnt flesh.
Yes.
Well, voice, it's actually been chemically proven by chemical doctors that Sarah Palin will cause a gag reflex in people with souls. If you don't have a soul, she goes into your innards, and there's nothing there to gag, but a soul will sort of like the, what's the thing in the back of your throat? The duodenum?
The uvula?
No, that's not in the back of your throat, except on Thursdays down at the village. The point is, Sarah Palin, perfectly logical. He loved her, yes?
He loves her. And then he said he couldn't understand, you know, Obama was such a terrible person for attacking Paul Ryan, for attacking the Supreme Court, and that people were terrible for attacking Sarah Palin's children during the campaign. And I said, well, you know, right-wingers attacked Chelsea Clinton when the Clintons were in the White House.
And what did he say to that?
He said, yeah, but she has terrible parents. And she was kind of ugly.
So this killer of men, which, you know, sadly needs to happen now and then, does not have any sort of self-reflection.
No.
Well, he doesn't. Time. He does a gun in your head, you don't have time.
No. Well, when you're driving around listening to Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, Michael Savage, Mark Levin, all those, Laura Ingraham, every fucking asshole that you can find on talk radio.
It makes patrolling the West Bank seem easy.
Yeah. There was one thing, though, that we agreed on. There was one thing that we agreed on.
And what was that?
We both agreed Donald Trump is an ass.
Well, that's not that hard to agree on. Even Donald Trump thinks that now. I was going to ask if we talk about the female Sarah Palin, you know, Donald Trump. And the truth is, I have got a new perspective on Donald Trump. I'm not going to lie. It's not even having to do with this birther crap he's doing, but maybe tangentially. I believe that Donald Trump actually might be the perfect president for our country. And what I look at is, a few weeks ago, he admitted that he screwed Gaddafi over in a business deal. He admitted, basically, that he cheated Gaddafi.
Right.
Now, you might say, well, why would you admit cheating? That seems like a death knell. No. There is actually studies out there that if you go to interview for a job and you admit that you cheated in your previous job, but it benefited the company, you're more likely to get hired. If you cheated and it hurt the company, no. But if you cheated and benefit, so in business, in the world of business, which Trump claims he's in, cheating is seen as a plus. If you mm-hmm. cheat for the company, it's good.
Mm-hmm.
In politics, we think it's seen as a negative because we have these moral standards that we hold up when Democrats are in power so that we can take them down because they screwed around with a blue dress. The point is, what Donald Trump is trying to do, he's trying to convey the message that he actually is the great businessman that America needs. He's a businessman based upon bluster, based upon seeing what's hot, based upon self-promotion, based upon cheating. No real business needs, but the financial world that is what, in a sad way, maybe America's become, a land of cheaters. As you may know, I'm a fan of that perspective as the author of that book. I think he is trying to promote himself as the king of the bottom line. It doesn't matter how I get things done, I get things done. It doesn't matter how to make a fool of his reaction to the birther thing. I did it.
But he doesn't get things done. What he does is he creates the illusion that he gets things done.
Isn't that American? To create the, I mean, what do we do besides, of course he doesn't get things done. I mean, you know, he's a failed businessman, twice bankrupt. We're already bankrupt. We don't need his business style. But people think he's a TV show host, a trophy wife gatherer, a tester of outer space futuristic hair pieces, because that's the illusion that he spins. And that is a perfect CEO for America at this time, because what else do we have to sell but image? What do we make here but entertainment? And financial products that are based upon the hopes and dreams of homeowners and derivative products. We don't do anything but create magic. In a way, Trump is the perfect head magician for a country of tiny Kreskins.
Wow. I think he's a pile of shit, ass-licking son of a bitch.
I rest my case.
Hey, wait. I think that we have... we've got an update from what's going on in Japan.
All right, we sent over our correspondent to Japan to find out.
Yeah, Katie, can we hear what our can we get our correspondent, please?
Run! It's Godzilla!
Ooh.
It sounds like things have taken a turn for the worse.
Things have.
They're dealing with their own Donald Trump.
Wow. We should probably take a short break here and try to work out what's going on with our correspondent.
Yes. Well, we sorted out everything in Japan. Don't worry about that. We have sent Trump's hair to put out all the radioactive fallout and
the fires and the Godzilla. We've actually sent over Donald Trump's hair by Mothra, and Mothra will be there to take care of
it. Well, he was living in the hair anyway, so yes. It's just an easy.
Yes. Or at least the tiny people that control Mothra. You're not there with the whole Japanese.
People control Mothra?
The tiny singing girls?
Oh, I thought that was just a dream I had one time.
Right. All right. So speaking of Trump and
tiny singing girls, I think.
Yes. So Obama put out the birth certificate.
But there are still birthers. There are still crazies. There are still people that are wacky.
And speaking of that, there are people who don't believe that the birth certificate's real.
These people are birthers. These people are crazy. These people are wacky.
Are you done?
No, I'm just.
You're just getting wound up, right?
When the birthers they touch something inside of me, it's sort of like you know, like the prostate thing from the backside. And it, it gives me a pleasure that I express through singing. When I hear Pure Crazy given a voice, when I hear Insanity given a platform, it makes me sing!
You know what I love about being here with you? It's like being with Cole Porter after he's had a stroke.
That, if I had a nickel for every time I heard that,
yeah,
I would have 8 cents.
So so speaking of the crazies, I mean, every crazy has come out, and Fox News, of course, has promoted them to say that, you know, there are still questions. It looks like it could be a fraud. It looks like it could be a copy. It looks like it could be photoshopped, that birth certificate that they've been asking for 2.5 years, and Obama finally came out and said, you know what? Fuck you guys. Here's the fucking birth certificate. Could you just shut the fuck up and get on with everything else? However, there are people out there like blogger and Muslim hater Pam Geller.
Don't degrade bloggers by calling her a blogger.
Well, she is. She is. No. Believe me, we degrade ourselves. So we have Pamela Geller, who does the blog Atlas Shrugged, or Atlas Shrugs, or...
It doesn't. It's something about the great wordsmith Ayn Rand.
Sounds something Ayn Randish. And she was, you might remember Pam Geller from the Park 51 Muslim Cultural Center being built near Ground Zero. She was the person that whipped up the frenzy about that. So she really is just kind of an asshole. And here she is on Fox Business News. I don't know why Fox Business News is talking about this, but what the hell?
Because Eric Bolling, and we'll have a show about him someday. But let's hear what she has to say.
Hold on a second. I want to bring in Pam Geller, a political activist who's been a leader in the birther movement for years. Pam, this document, you've studied the short form that we've had our hands on for a while. What do you think of this one, the long form?
Well, I just want to say that who is this man? 3 years ago, in June
God, her
2008,
voice just...
I broke the story on atlasshrugs.com, a 26-page digital forensic examination of the short form, and it was altered. It was altered. It was a big story then. The media wouldn't touch it. The question is, why wasn't this presented then? Now, I will not do a cursory analysis of this this document. It needs a digital
shut
forensic examination analysis.
Shut
clearly,
up.
We have to thank
Your
Donald
face
Trump
is
because
causing
he was the first
me
mainstream
pain.
Guy that legitimized this issue that wrangled 70% of the American people. And maybe now we'll get
okay,
to see.
Okay, you know what? Fuck her. Cut this off. Fuck her. Shut this off. Jesus Christ. Hey, Katie, you had something to say about her? What was it?
I asked if she was married, and you guys said no, right?
I would assume
well, who
not.
Who the hell would marry her is pretty much what my statement was. It wasn't really a question.
Yes, you see, we had to have a female say that because of...
If, she totally sucks.
Yeah, because if we said that, Jeff, that would be horrible and sexist.
I agree.
I'll say that anytime you need
me. I think it's kind of horrible and sexist of her to say it, too. But that's
yeah,
cool.
It is. But that's
I don't care.
I wonder, when did we start giving platforms to insane people? Like, when did we stop having qualifications to go and talk about? I realize who are we, but, like, she's on television. You know, like, I once watched spiders having sex. Does that mean I can run the National Zoo? Just because this woman, like, thinks something crazy doesn't mean she gets to drive the thing. Same
and
with
you
Orly
know, I'd
Tate.
Like to think that having sex with Pam Geller would be like having sex with a spider.
Well, then I should run the Pam Geller Zoo, a.k.a. her womb, I guess. I don't know. I tried to avoid
Spider
that.
Fucking Central. There you go.
I just think that, like, having all the Orly Tates of the world, the Pam Gellers, all these people that are crazy, it's just, it's sort of a continuing plot of the right to discredit information in general, to discredit the market for information by flooding the marketplace of ideas with lies and craziness. If we can no longer believe anything we hear, we will believe nothing and we will only be able to do what we're told. And isn't that what the corporate America wants, which is mostly right wing? Yeah, there's some left, but, you know, look.
No, but even the left wingers want profit. You know,
right, but it's just, and this whole notion of, like, we've talked about this before, like, saying something and then repeating it, it's been asked, you know. You know, I was wondering, did Obama get into Harvard just to steal the idea for Facebook? Now, I'm not saying he did, but the question has been asked.
Well, that's the thing, is you can ask any crazy-ass question you want, and then you're forced to prove it, even though there may be no evidence to back you up whatsoever. Can I prove whether or not Pamela Geller likes to masturbate with the femurs of dead Iraqi orphans? Can I prove that she does not? Can she show me how she does not do that?
there is actually a website, Pam Geller, not dead Iraqi orphan femur masturbating.com.
Oh, and you're gonna believe that website?
Well, it's on the internet. Admittedly, the pictures of the femurs do look like they've been photoshopped, and there are layers. Most people would flatten an image, but the layers are still out there. And it looks to me like part of the femur is from an 8-year-old, and part of the femur is from a 6-year-old. So how do we know? Where is the long form femur? Where is the full leg? Where is the flesh? Where is the mother? Where is the father? Where is Waldo? Where is Carmen Sandiego? Where in the world?
Bring it down. Bring it down. Bring it back. Bring it back. Bring it back.
I just have heard that people are saying, people like me, that the tornadoes that just devastated our region were caused by the Reverend, what's that dude's name? Jimmy Falwell? Jerry Falwell? Who's the
Jerry
guy?
Falwell?
That the Reverend Jerry Falwell's...
Jerry Falwell's dead.
Yeah, well, his rotting corpse and putrid
released,
hatred.
Released gas
that caused the tornadoes because his vile spewing of disgust and insubordination, that's a thing now, caused tornadoes. The questions have been asked. Is that true?
I believe it's possible. However, I think that it's interesting that apparently God has made a decision to attack the Deep South, where he used to attack sinful places like New Orleans and, you know, Japan, which is just full of sinners, that instead he has now decided to turn his wrath on seemingly honorable southern towns like Tuscaloosa.
Well, if there's anything we've learned from tragedies like 9/11 and Katrina, it's that God attacks those he does not like. And in a way, we all end up dying, so I guess he hates all of us. Or she, maybe. She's probably more like... Actually, I think Pam Geller might be God. That's why she's not married, is actually because she's God.
Katie, I think we need a swoosh. It's time for this week's Crazy Off! Wow. Again, Cole Porter after a stroke. This week's Crazy Off is...
Crazy Off.
We're going to have a Crazy Off between two states that have done a ton of crazy shit this week. I am going to take, and I know that the tornadoes affected the state, so...
By the way, our condolences, seriously, that is a tragedy.
It's awful.
We don't mean to
awful.
Mock
How, We're
tornadoes.
Not mocking the tornado victims, we are mocking...
The tornadoes.
The tornadoes and the legislators in the states...
Who caused the tornadoes.
Exactly. And so I'm going to take the state of Tennessee.
I will take the great state of Oklahoma.
All right.
Can I start?
You want to start?
I would like to start with Oklahoma because Oklahoma touched on something near and dear to my heart, and that is overt racism. A state representative, Sally Kern, Republican, said that the only reason said that people of color don't study hard because the government say they will take care of them. Basically said, you know, that blacks don't work as hard. This is on top of her statement a little bit before that in a magazine saying that women don't deserve to get paid as much and that gays are infiltrating city councils and that gay people are, quote, the biggest threat. This is how she talks. The biggest threat our nation has. Even more so than terrorism or Islam, which I do think is a big threat. That was just one little representative. Then there's, of course, the national representative, Tom Coburn, Dr. No. He objected to the full frontal nudity, violence, and profanity in Schindler's List. Didn't mind the killing of the Jews, just didn't like the nudity. And, of course, James Inhofe, who denies global warming so much, he said that summer is a liberal conspiracy. He is a senator from Exxon. His election platform is an oil rig, and he wants to see the sun's birth certificate.
Blah, 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 blah.
66.5% of the state voted for Sarah Palin for vice president. That's crazy! You
blah,
can't beat that!
Blah, 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 blah. I've got stuff from just the last couple of days in Tennessee. So first thing is Tennessee, the Tennessee legislature passed a bill that, it's on the verge of passing a bill that says that teachers in classrooms cannot even say the word gay. They can't say the word gay in the classroom. And then the legislature just passed a bill that the anti-discrimination ordinances passed by cities that include anti-gay discrimination, that the state will overrule those and thus reallow, say, the city of Nashville to be prejudiced, to discriminate against gays. That's just this one week. Wait.
Is that crazy or mean?
There's more. The Tennessee legislature also voted to allow corporations to contribute directly to candidates. So now a corporation can sponsor a candidate directly. No longer hiding that shit, just directly.
You know, I'm not going to quibble with semantics. I'm not sure that that you're saying Tennessee is crazy or they're dumb or they're mean, but they're definitely... Look, mine was just a woman and a couple men. You have a whole legislature. You have the force of law. You have the hand of... I was going to say God, but only if you believe the law is...
So do
God.
I win? Do I win the crazy?
You win the crazy off. Here are my pants. Here are my pants.
Hey, Jeff.
Yeah.
I think it's time for our show closing segment, the one that everyone looks forward to, the only thing you'll hear on the radio where two men ask each other,
would you rather?
You're really just going to keep the singing thing, aren't you?
I'm singing to hide my... there were some things I wanted to talk about, and so it's okay. It's not my fault. Would you rather, Lee, I'll ask you first, would you rather watch all of the royal wedding from start to finish, including inevitable divorce and car crash, or the entire first season of Sarah Palin's Alaska?
Oh, crap. I'm going to go with the royal wedding. I'm going to go with the royal wedding, start to finish. I would rather see Kate get drunk and fellate which one she's marrying.
The old one.
The old one, and then... All right, so would you rather, Jeff?
Yes.
You know what? Like, I fucking know anything about the fucking
Say
royal
it,
wedding.
Say it, she's killing us.
Would you
the
rather,
woman hater's cutting us off.
Would you rather clean up after a Charlie Sheen sex party, or clean up after Haley Barber's drinking binge after he decided not to run for president?
Sheen, messy, clean. That was Cheater on the Roo. Come back every Thursday. Go to King's, what's it called?
Half King.
Half King, Monday 2 to 7 p.m. Check us out on Facebook, Cheater in the Roo. Good night.